يا
إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. After the battle of Uhud, when all of the families of Shuhada were crying for their respective shaheeds, the Holy Prophet began to cry. And he said, is there nobody here to cry for my Hamza? I'll say this to you, Ya Rasulullah. There might not have been anybody on that day to cry for your Hamza, but look how many are here tonight to cry for your Hussein. For 10 days, these men cried for the men of Hussein. For 10 days, these women cried for the women of Hussein. For 10 days, these youth cried for the youth of Hussein. For 10 days, these kids cried for the kids of Hussein. We are now at Sham-e Ghariba, and we ask you, Shehzadi, accept our bursa, accept our condolences. If in these 10 days we did any khatah, any ijtibah, any mistake, if we didn't haq ada the shahadat of your son, accept our qaleel apology. We did our best, Shehzadi. We did our best for 10 days to cry for your Hussein. We did our best for 10 days to cry for your Abbas. We did our best for 10 days to cry for your Ali Akbar. I know you're tired. I know there's a lot of zahmat. It's just a few more hours, and then you will go home with those that you came with. Ask the heart of Zainab when she left Medina. Qasim was there. Honor Muhammad were there. Ali Akbar was there. Abbas was there. Hussein is there. It's Sham-e Ghariba. Zainab is alone tonight. When the body of Abu Abdullah Hussein is lying there on the plains of Karbala, Umar ibn Sa'd sends a hukam down to his army that for every shaheed, I want 2 horses to trample the body of that shaheed. But for Hussein, I want 10 volunteers to come forward, change the hooves on their horses, and trample the body of Abu Abdullah. 10 people move forward, 5 on one side, 5 on the other, under the command of Umar ibn Sa'd. The horses from the right went to the left. The horses from the left went to the right. Sheikh Abbas Qumi narrates, the last mal'oon to trample the body of Abu Abdullah narrates that, wallah, I heard the cracking of the ribs of Hussein. Sham-e Ghariba, this is all we have. That's all we know. Nothing else. When Muslim ibn Aqil was shaheed, he turned towards Karbala, says, As-salamu alayka, Ya Aba Abdullah. Imam Hussein is going towards Karbala. He stops, turns towards Kufa, says, Alaykum salam wa rahmatullah. Bibi Zainab asks him, Baya, whose salam are you giving to? He says that Muslim has become shaheed. And then he asks for Atiqah. Atiqah was Muslim's yatim daughter. Bibi Zainab brings Atiqah to Imam Hussein. Imam Hussein hugs her. Imam Hussein kisses her. Imam Hussein puts his head over her head. Imam Hussein tells her that from now on, you are going to be my daughter. I will be your father. Ya Mawla,
is Shami Harima. Your Sakina has become the dream, but nobody will hug her. Nobody will kiss her. Instead of hugging, they'll smack her. Instead of kissing, they'll rip off her earrings. Instead of telling somebody that you'll be my daughter, they'll set her clothes on fire. Yamala, you've left. Shami Harima. Bibi Zainab is by herself. The same Bibi Zainab who will take the blood-torn kurta of Imam Hussein all the way from Karbala to Kufa, Kufa to Sham, Sham back to Karbala, Karbala back to Medina. She'll go to the very of Rasulullah and said, Nana, look at what your Ummah did to your Hussein. If it wasn't enough that they trampled the body of Abu Abdullah, these mal'oons went towards the Khaymah. They began to loot the Khaymah. They set the first Khaymah on fire. 200 plus children are running from one Khaymah to another. They would set that Khaymah on fire. They would run from that Khaymah to that Khaymah. When the last Khaymah is up in flames, Bibi Zainab says, Sajjad, you're the Imam Ibrahim. What do? Do we stay in the Khaymah or do we leave? He says, Fabulama, we must leave away from the Khaymah. Bibi Zainab now, can you imagine? Fire everywhere, small children. She's collecting the kids one by one. Everyone is there. One Sakina is missing. Has anyone seen Sakina? Rabab, where is Sakina? Where is Sakina? We have no idea. From the Maidan of Karbala, the voice comes from Imam Hussein. Zainab! Keep your voice down. Sakina just fell asleep. She says, Bariya, you recognize a body by a face and by the clothes. Your body doesn't have a head. Your body's clothes are ripped off. What happened? Aribaya, tell us that Bibi Sakina, after the Khaymah is set on fire, runs towards the Maidan. Baba, where are you? Baba, where are you? All of a sudden, from the lash, Ya Bunaya, Ya Bunaya. Shami Ghariba. We ask you, Allah, accept our tears. Give us one more year of life for so next year on this very function, Azah, we can cry for Hussein again. All we have, Allah, are these tears. We don't know anything else but to cry for Hussein. All of a sudden, all of the kids now are being gathered. One last zahmat and then I'm done. And one by one the mounting of the horse begins. One by one they begin to loot the tents. One by one they begin to slap the kids. One by one they begin to take the chadors off the women. One by one they start to ride around the Khaymah. All of a sudden, Bibi Zainab turns to Farad and says, Abbas, there came a moment where my mother Fatima Zahra said that Zainab, so long as there is Abbas, there is Umid. This was the same Abbas who one day when he was 13 or 14 years old, and Umar Baleen says that Mora, Abbas, hasn't come home. Abbas hasn't been home all day. Imam Ali looks for Abbas. He goes to Baqi. He sees there, sitting on the grave, Abbas is talking to Fatima Zahra and says, Amma, I've heard that they burned your door down. Amma, I've heard that they slapped your face. Amma, I heard that your Mohsin was shaheed. Amma, I heard that all this musibah came to you.
It's at that moment the answer comes to Abbas. That Abbas, my son, my musibat is there. But there'll come a time where your Zainab, our Shami Ghariba, will stand by herself. Where will I be, Fatima? You'll be on the banks of Furat without any arts.
Ya Abdullah.